Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zamira Ozarowski, and today we will focus on the Zichronot section of the Musaf Shmona Esrei. After finishing the section of Malchiot, in which we coronate Hashem as King, we now begin the section of Zichronot. Since we have now recognized Hashem as our King, well, that means that now we need to answer to Him. Today is a day of judgment, and so we need to now plead our case before the Master Judge. How do we do that? With Zichronot, with memories. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Imru lefanai Zichronot, you should say before me Zichronot, memories, kedei she'aleh Zichronehem lefanai letova, so that their mentioning should come up before me for good. Hashem is now ready to hear what we have to say, and we need to bring before Him a litany of memories. We need to cause Hashem to remember why we deserve to be judged favorably. The Gemara tells us that we are not allowed to bring any negative memories here. We need to be positive, because if we are trying to convince Hashem to acquit us, we need to first convince ourselves that we have a good case. Rav Avigdor Nevenzahl writes that it's important that we explain what we mean by memory here. Obviously, Hashem doesn't forget and then need to remember things, and we don't need to remind Him anything. We are using a poel mush'al, a borrowed term. We need to use words we can understand from our own lives to try and understand Hashem in whatever human ways we have at our disposal. The point of the exercise here is not really to remind Hashem because He forgot. It is more so to give us the opportunity to analyze our own actions in history as individuals and as a nation. In doing that, we bring ourselves much closer to where Hashem wants us to be. This very exercise is cleansing. Rav Shlomo Volbe writes, Biror ha-ma'asim, analyzing one's actions, v'giloy amitat atzmo, and revealing one's true self, heim heim hashlamat ha-adam atzmo, that is what makes man complete. Lefi kirvato shel adam l'zichronot, the more a person becomes connected to this concept of zichronot, of analyzing his past history, nimdadim ma'asav, that is how his actions will be measured. Hare Adam im Zichronot, a person who has Zichronot, v'Adam b'li Zichronot, and a person without Zichronot, meaning a person who self-analyzes and a person who doesn't, shonim him mizeh b'mehotam. They are completely different. Uma rav ha-hevdel b'neihem. We reach a totally different level by going through this process of Zichronot. The section of Zichronot really has two themes, the individual and the nation. We are pleading our case on two levels here, and we need to daven just as much for ourselves as individuals as we do as one collective nation. The first level that we focus on is the personal level. We begin with a very moving paragraph. Personally, for me, this is one of the most moving sections of the whole Rosh Hashanah davening, in which we make a statement, really reminding ourselves of Hashem's intense hashkacha pratit, divine providence, and how much He is involved and knows about every single details of our lives. The author of the Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah writes that Kol mi shenaga yirat Hashem b'libo, anyone who has any amount of yirat Hashem, a fear of God in his heart, afilu b'miksa, even a little bit, yitain et libo b'bechi rav v'atzum. When he comes to this paragraph, he is going to cry out with real tears. And so we say, Ata zocher ma'asei olam, Hashem remembers every single action that ever occurred in this world. And for Him, it is as if all of these actions occurred at all the same time. Past, present, and future are all blended together into one. Upoked kol yitzurei kedem, and He judges all of mankind from all generations every single Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is dealing with everything all at the same time. But as much as He is running the entire world from one end to the other, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all at the same time, He is also uniquely concerned with every single individual. We all know this intellectually, but we get so caught up in our own lives that we sometimes forget. This bracha helps us to remember. Lefanecha niglu kol talumot. All puzzles are revealed to Hashem. There are a lot of things about our own selves that we don't understand. Sometimes we feel something or we do something, and when we analyze it afterwards, we really don't know why we did that action. It may be based on an insecurity, a distant memory, a trauma, but it's in our subconscious. We also don't know about all of the hidden potential inside us. That's something only Hashem can know. Because Hashem doesn't forget anything. He doesn't forget the generations that lived before us, and He takes all that into account when He judges us. As time passes, we forget our sin, and we tend to think what we don't remember It's as if it never happened. Hashem probably also forgot, but it's not true. Hashem remembers everything, and he doesn't remember in a very vague way. No. This Rebbe reminds us that Hashem remembers every single detail, the good and the bad, and there's accountability. And this will hopefully help us to be more careful with our actions. This isn't just on the negative side. Hashem also remembers every single detail of all the good we've ever done, even mitzvot that we've long forgotten. Ve'ein nistar mineged einecha, nothing is hidden from before Hashem's eyes. Rav Soloveitchik in Noraot HaRav writes that this is referring to future generations. We are also judged based on the impact that our actions will have on future generations. We are a link in a chain and therefore cannot be judged just as an individual, but on the before and the after. Ata zocher et kol ha-mifal. Hashem remembers both the big picture, kol ha-mifal, the whole factory, the whole of creation, the entire cosmic process, the gam kol ha-yitzur, as well as each unique creature, each person as an individual. Hakol galoy v'yadua lefanecha Hashem lokeinu, tzofer mabit ad sof kol ha-dorot. When Hashem judges, he looks at the entire picture, spanning all the generations. And we go on and we say, Milo nifkad kayom hazeh, ki zecher kol yisur lefanecha ba, every single creation is brought before you. Ma'aseh ish upigudato, valilot mitzade gaver. We are being judged not only for our ma'asim, but also upigudato. What does this word mean? Rav Sachar friend explains that the word pikuda means our life circumstances. And it is also connected to the word tafkid, which means our life mission. Each person has a specific mission in life, and they are given certain life conditions in order to be able to fulfill that tafkid. So we can't be judged just based on our actions, but on what family we were born into, what school we went to, what talents and abilities we were given, and based on that we'll be judged. This is very different than a regular court where people are judged just on the hard and dry facts. Here Hashem looks beneath the surface at who we are as people, and only then can make a judgment. Rabbi Fran goes on to say that we won't be judged why we weren't like Moshe Rabbeinu, but we will be held accountable based on our own potential, why we did not become the best we could be. And he goes on and he tells a fascinating story about the Netziv. The Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, lived in Lithuania a few hundred years ago. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Valazhin, and he wrote a Perush on the Torah and the Navi. And when he finished writing his Sefer, the Emek She'ela, he called together all of his friends and his family for a special celebration, and he told them the following story. He said, when I was a child, I wasn't doing very well in school. I couldn't really concentrate. One day, when I was 11 years old, I came home from school and I heard my parents talking. And my father was saying to my mother how he'd spoken to my teacher, and they realized that I would never really amount to anything. I really couldn't stay in school. And so my father had arranged to apprentice me at a shoemaker so that I could grow up to become a great shoemaker. I was shocked by this conversation. I ran to my parents and I said, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'll pay more attention. Just please let me, give me a second chance. And from that day onward, I pushed myself to work really hard and to keep learning. And Netziv continued and he said, but imagine what would have happened had I not overheard my parents' conversation. I would have gone on. I would have become a shoemaker. I would have been an honest man. I would have done good business. But when I would have gone up to Shamayim after 120, Hashem would have said to me, Naftali, show us what you've done with your life. And I'd show them all the shoes that I'd made and how honest I'd been with business. But they'd say to me, but Naftali, where are all the books you were supposed to publish? Where is the Ha'emek She'ela? Where is the Ha'emek Davar? Where are your 10,000 students? And what would I possibly have been able to respond? And so these words, Maaseh Ishu Pekudotav, charge us to take a deep look into ourselves and to make sure that we are truly fulfilling our potential and accomplishing what we need to accomplish. We go on and we say that a person is also judged based on Machshevot Adam, not only for his actions, but even for his thoughts. We need to find a way to control our thoughts. We are responsible for our inner feelings and can be punished or rewarded for them. The section ends off with the words Vata Doresh Masei Kulam. Hashem analyzes the deeds of all. And here we begin our second theme. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Rosh Hashanah is a day in which Hashem not only judges the individual, but the community as a whole. The Jewish community as a whole needs to analyze the events of the year and do tshuva as a community for what the community has done wrong. And then we move into the 10 psukim about Zichronot. These psukim were not chosen randomly. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of places where the root Lizkor, to remember, is used. The fact that Chazal chose these specific 10 places is obviously significant. In the interest of time, we will not go through all of them, but as you read them, you should Just go in with the mindset that each of these psukim is here to teach us something different about zichronot. Almost all of them really focus on the second part of the theme, the nation. We emphasize the national memory and the strong binding relationship and covenant we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On this level, we are trying to remind Hashem of the brit he has with us as a nation, so that he will forgive us and grant us a good year as a nation. Because of this brit, and because of Zchut Avot, the merits of our forefathers, we also need to show Hashem that we as a nation are deserving of this forgiveness. We are following in the footsteps of our forefathers, and therefore, we should be included in this brit, in this covenant. The way we do this is by showing Hashem all of the merits of Bnei Israel in the past, as well as the merits of the Jewish people today. And we need to prepare for this. It's not enough just to read the psukim. We have to be ready to go in there. We're entering into a courtroom and we have to have our arguments prepared. What can we say to defend the Jewish people? It is our job to come forward and remind Hashem of all the good memories, even though Hashem, of course, knows all of them. But in this way, when Hashem sees how earnestly we believe in the zchuyot of the Jewish people, He will be able to judge us favorably. When we look back at Jewish history, we can see a long line of people who were moser nefesh for Hashem, Avraham, Etakeda Yitzchak, Yaakov, who experienced so much suffering but never questioned Hashem's ways, the Crusades, the exiles from many countries, the Inquisition, many cruel leaders, the Holocaust, and even today, things are not simple. We are dealing with war and terrorist attacks and anti-Semitism. And we easily could have given up in any given generation and converted to whatever was leading religion at the time, but we didn't. We prefer to be moser nefesh, to suffer, or to even give up our lives al kiddush Hashem, so we can say to Hashem, look at us, look at our zchuyot, look at our merits, you need to judge us favorably as a nation, and grant us a good year as a nation. Yes, there are problems, and maybe there's a lot of assimilation, and the leadership isn't great, and there's corruption, but look at the background. We haven't had Nevuah in thousands of years, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, we don't have the presence of the Shechina, we don't have a strong Jewish leadership, and yet we continue on and we do the best we can, and look at how many yeshiva we have, and how big the tshuva movement is, and we're putting our best foot forward. And so we go through all the different psukim, which we don't have time to go through all of them, but we talk about Noach, and how Hashem remembered him for the chesed that he did for the animals in the teva, and we say, look at the chesed that we do as a Jewish people. We talk about the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, and how they called out to Hashem, and Hashem listened to them because of their tefillot, and we say, Hashem, look at our tefillot today, and remember us. We talk about Zchut Avot, Zacharti Yabrit, we ask Hashem to judge us favorably in the merit of our forefathers, and so on and so forth, which with each pasuk we are bringing in a different aspect of zichronot, and asking Hashem to remember us from all of these different angles and to forgive. And then we end up with the famous psukim of Yirmiyahu, where we talk about how Hashem remembers, Zacharti la chesed neorayach, Hashem remembers the chesed that we went after him into the desert from Mitzrayim. And it's so interesting that this pasuk comes in the middle of Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu is giving us rebuke for the most terrible time where we're doing, committing the biggest sins, and yet Hashem remembers whatever chesed he could find from us. Hashem never gives up on us. He will always love us, and we'll always be able to find the positive. And so we end off and we say, please remember us, Ben Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yelech HaShuim, remember us as a child, remember us as a parent, love us for who we are, and please forgive us. And we continue at the end, and we conclude with the tefillah of Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avotinu, Zachrinu b'Zikaron Tov Lefanecha, please remember us for the good, and remember the Akedah. And remember Akedah Yitzchak, and think about how Avraham was willing to sacrifice for Hashem, and realize that we are following in his footsteps. We may not be sacrificing our sons, but we are moser nefesh every day to serve Hashem properly, even when it's not convenient, and it doesn't fit in with our modern lifestyles, and it's difficult. We are ready to sacrifice, and therefore we ask Hashem to have mercy on us and to forgive us for anything we have done wrong. Zocher kol nishkachot atahu miolam, ve'in shechacha lefnei kisei kvodecha. Please remember us for the good. Baruch atah Hashem zocher abrit, in the merit of our forefather Avraham and in our own merits, please remember your abrit with us and grant us a good year, both as individuals and as a nation, Bezrat Hashem. The hope here is that after we've gone through this internal introspection process of zichronot, Hashem will look at us on a different level. That, coupled with the arguments we gave on behalf of the nation, will seal our individual and collective fate in the book of life and success and all good things, Bezrat Hashem. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Russa, Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of our daily sponsors.